From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hey, Leanne.
Anything new?
Well, there's one cool thing coming up. It's the second National Sudoku Championship, which is going to be in Philadelphia on October 25, and I'm directing it. There's prizes and lots of skill and age categories. And we have the special guest is Maki Kaji, who is actually the person who gave Sudoku its name.
How very exciting. But we're not going to do numbers today. We usually play with words, right? So
Right. You're
going to remind us right now of that challenge that everyone had to try and solve in order to qualify to play on the air.
Yes, I said name a familiar animal in two words in which the last three letters of the first word are the first three letters of the next. And as some hints, I said it's a furry, four-footed animal that can grow up to 6 feet in length. The first word has five letters, and the second word has eight, and I said it's an entry in many dictionaries. What animal is this?
And your answer?
The answer is the giant anteater.
You know, a lot of people are indeed familiar with that animal. We received about 2,000 correct entries, and from those entries, we randomly selected Maury Wolf of Hyde Park, Massachusetts, to play. Hi, Maury.
How are you?
I'm well. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I sent in a couple of postcards a while back, so however long that's
about
been.
10 years.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to come up with this answer?
Almost immediately, because I got the first word had to be an adjective, I figured. And the first thing that hit me was giant antelope, but that's not furry. So giant anteater came immediately thereafter.
What do you do in Boston?
I'm an architect. I have a firm in downtown Boston, a small one.
All right. So you ready to construct a few answers for us?
I hope so.
All right, Will, meet Maury. Let's play.
All right, Maury, today's puzzle is called Touchdown. I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word starts with the sound T. Change this to a D, and phonetically, you'll get a new word that answers the second clue.
Okay.
For example, if I said to work hard and author Arthur Conan Blank, you would say toil and Doyle.
Okay.
All right, number one is ink for a photocopier.
Toner.
And a philanthropist.
Toner,
that's
donor.
Good. Didn't even need the second clue.
This isn't like Jeopardy where you have to wait for the end of the clue to push.
Should
the
I wait? I'll be happy to wait.
No, jump right in. Your second one is a heavy weight and a poet who wrote Death Be Not Proud.
Conan Dunn.
That's right. Traveling group of actors, mm-hmm. And to sag.
It's a troop and a droop.
Uh-huh. Tooth buildup and a tiny fish.
Not an animal.
Nope.
Tiny fish.
What does a dentist try to remove from your teeth?
Tartar.
That's it. A force that's applied to a wheel and a nerd.
Torque and a dork.
Uh-huh. Easily offended and area overseen by a nobleman.
Touchy and duchy.
Uh-huh. What you might watch the BBC on and a supermarket
section. Kelly and deli.
Uh-huh.
This is speed puzzle. It's like speed chess, you know, you hit the clock.
He's doing it. Popular food fish and woe for farmers.
Trout and drought.
Uh-huh. Difficult and rear end.
Tough and duff.
Uh-huh. Pants and people who've nodded off.
Trousers and drowsers.
That's it. And here's your last one. A certain poison. And your second clue is realm.
Certain poison with a T. And Rome, as in...
Starts with a T sound. Certain poison. And your second clue is realm, R-E-A-L-M.
Oh, realm. Domain. Domain and domain.
There you
domain
go.
Domain and domain. Good job.
Oh, my gosh. Maury, that flew by.
Well, it was...
You're good.
Oh, I really appreciate it.
Well, we have a special surprise for you. Coming up after our segment, I have a conversation with Daniel Radcliffe, who is known for his role, in the Harry Potter movies, and Richard Griffiths, who you may remember from playing Uncle Vernon in the Harry Potter films. Well, both of them are in New York now, rehearsing for the play Equus, which opens this Thursday, and they took time out of their busy schedules to read your puzzle prizes.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers. Do you want to do from the Puzzle Master Presents?
Oh, right. Now, this is where it all gets... the tone goes down a bit, don't I? The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2. Will Shorts's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books.
Ooh, I've got goosebumps. I don't know about you, Maury. What do you think?
Very plummy. Oh, terrific.
And the conversation was wonderful, and that's coming up. But before we let you go, tell us what member station you listen to, Maury.
WBUR.
WBUR in Boston. Maury Wolfe of Hyde Park, Massachusetts, the speed puzzle champion of Weekend Edition Sunday. Thanks. Thanks a lot for playing with us. You were great.
Thank you for your courtesy.
All right. Okay, Will. See if you can imitate Richard Griffiths reading the challenge for next week. No, you don't have to. What is that challenge?
It comes from listener Eric Berlin of Milford, Connecticut. Take a common two-word phrase with four letters in each word. Each word has a single O as its vowel. If you add an R somewhere in the second word, the two words become opposites. What is the phrase? So again, a common two-word phrase, four letters in each word. There's a single O in each word as its vowel. Add an R somewhere in the second word, and the second word becomes an opposite of the first. What phrase is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.